What a treasure it is to take a moment to remember Jesus. Remember what He did for us. Romans 5 talks about the love that God has poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. He says, for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. So it states right up front who we are, who Jesus is coming to die for. He says we're weak, means we're helpless, we can't help ourselves, we're in a predicament, and we're ungodly. Everything that God is, we're opposed to. He says, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us while we were sinners. Still sinners. Rebelling against Him. In fact, it goes on to say, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. We were weak, we were ungodly, we were still sinners, we were His enemies. We were opposed to everything that God is and stands for. And yet He loved us. And yet Jesus came to die for us in that situation. He didn't say, well, if you can make a few changes and make a few adjustments and stop some of the stuff you're doing and act differently, then I'll love you. It wasn't conditional like that. It wasn't, well, I need to see these things happen. And then it was, wow, we were messed up and broken and weak and in our sins. Jesus says, I'm coming for them. The ones that are going to whip me and beat me and mock me and tear out my beard and nail my hands to a tree, I'm coming for them. I'm coming for you. Then if we flip over a couple chapters to Romans 8, it says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? If God loves us that way, now that He's paid our price, set us free, bought us to be His own, we're safe in Him. He extended that kind of love to us. What a treasure we have. We invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken. We have juice that reminds us of His blood spilled on the cross for our sins. It's a privilege, it's an opportunity to reflect on what He's done for you, for me, to worship Him, to just enjoy together His love toward us that we don't deserve at all, and yet He freely lavishes on us, changes us, He transforms us, He makes us His own. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank You for Your amazing love. Thank You for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross to pay our price while we were enemies, while we were hard-hearted rebels against You. You came to rescue us when we didn't want rescuing, and You loved us. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for opening our eyes to see beauty in the beaten face of Jesus who took my sin upon Him. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus, for willingly laying down Your life as a sacrifice to take our place. Thank You for bread and juice that reminds us. Pray that we would treasure You as we ought. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, we stand in your presence today. Saints, holy ones, righteous, clean, forgiven, washed and made new, all because of what you did for us. Thank you. Thank you for accepting us. Father, thank you for accepting us not on our own merit, but on the basis of what your Son accomplished for us on the cross. Thank you that we are so loved. We remember and we thank you in Jesus' name. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood shed for you. Drink.